This week's Haftorah, which is found in Shoftim, discusses the famous story of the birth of Shimshon HaGibor. There is a woman who was referred to as Eshes Menoyach, the wife of Menoyach. She was an Akara, she was unable to have children. And one day she was in the field, and an Ishalekim, a Malach, came over to her and told her the good news that she was going to have a son. Yeira Malach Hashem Ale Isha. Vayomer Eleah, the Malach came and told her, Hine no at Akara v'lo Yilad. You're an Akara, you can't have children, but you should know Varisa Yilad Tbein. You'll become pregnant and you'll give birth to a son. And then the Malach told her that there was special halacha she had to keep. Va'ato hishomrino, va'tishti yayin, she was not allowed to drink wine. Va'toche kol tomei, she can't eat anything tomei. And the reason is because this son that will be born, nizir elekim yihanar. This son will be a nazir from birth. He will be the one that will save Klai Yisrael from the Plishtim. And then the Navi continues that she told her husband Menoyach what the Malach said, and the Menoyach davened that he should be zeichet to see the Malach, and Hashem answered at Tfilas. The Malach came a second time, and he told him everything I told your wife Tishomer, you should be careful and watch, and there was zeichet taka to a son. And the Navi ends, Vatel the Isha Beira Tikra Shmai Shimshain. She gave birth to a son and she named him Shimshain. Vayigdal Anar Vayivarchei Hashem. And he became big and Hashem benched him. It's interesting that the Haftorah does not refer to this woman by her name. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra that her name was Salfonis. But she's referred to as Eshes Menoyach. Why doesn't the Haftorah call her by her name? I was thinking, I saw something fascinating in Sefer Gilgulei Neshamos, which is written by the Meram Mipano in Ois Tzadik. He says that Oyin Ben Peles was in the story of Korach, was one of the people that were involved in the Machloikis of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says, Ishti Tzilosoi, his wife saved him. How did she save him? She sat by the door and she uncovered her hair. And since it's not proper for a married woman to have uncovered hair, so by that she prevented Oyin Ben Peles from being involved and joining the fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. Meram Mipano says that this woman, Salponis, this Eshes Menoyach, was a Gilgal of Oyin Ben Peles' wife. Her neshama went into the Salponis. And maybe that's the reason why she's referred to as Eshes Menoyach and not by her name, because she actually was a different woman from an earlier Gilgal. Akaponim, I saw in Sefer Shemen Roish, which was written by the Vilna Rav, he says something incredible. He says, the wife of Oyin Ben Peles, how did she save her husband? By uncovering her hair. A married woman's hair is something that causes sin. And it's not proper to uncover the hair. However, she did so, and she used the hair to be able to use it for Dvar Kedusha to save her husband from being slept into the Machlekes against Moshe Rabbeinu. And the schar that she got for that was that years later, she, in the Gilgul of Tzalponis, of Eshes Menoyach, had a son, and this son was a Nazir Lekimi Betan. He was a Nazir. And a Nazir grows his hair and uses his hair as Kedusha, to serve Hashem for his entire life. The Gemara says in Soita that Shimshon HaGibor was forced to marry many Pelishtin women. And one of them's name was Harpa. And the Gemara says that Harpa was actually Arpa, like we just learned in Megillas Rus. Naomi had two daughter-in-laws, Rus and Arpa. Rus joined Klal Yisrael, and Arpa left. And Arpa, when she left, she was one of those women that was forced to marry Shimshon HaGibor. And Chasam Sofer tells us something incredible, that this child that Shimshon had from and Arpa together was Goliath, the Plishti warrior that years later fought with David HaMelech. And Chasam Sofer says that when the Haftorah says that Shimshon was the one, Vayochel Loishias Yisrael Me'at Pelishtim, he was the one who began to save Klai Yisrael from the Pelishtim. So Rashi says that's referring to the famous story that Shimshon HaGibor, with his tremendous strength, pulled down the pillars of the house, which had all the Plishtim inside it. And by doing that, he crushed all the Plishtim, with himself included, and he killed them all out. So Chaim Sofer says that wouldn't be considered bringing about the Yeshua of the Klal Yisrael against the Plishtim, because that was a temporary victory. After that story, the Plishtim still persecuted Klal Yisrael. They still made many tzaras. Rather, the Chaim Sofer says the pasuk is referring to the fact that Shimshon HaGibor was the father of Goliath. He gave birth to Goliath, and by this Goliath, by fighting David HaMelech, and David HaMelech with the famous story with the slingshot killed him, that's what brought about the final ultimate Yeshua and victory against the Plishtim for Malchus Beis David. So Shimshon HaGibor had a hand in bringing about the victory by the fact that he was the father of Goliath. And I was thinking that according to this, we can understand something, because the Rimagash of Baba Basra tells us that although we know that Machlon and Kilion, who was the children of Naomi, they were punished, like Rashi tells us in Rus, because they left Chutz Laretz during the difficult times that Klai Yisrael was experiencing in Eretz Yisrael. They moved away from Eretz Yisrael, they went to Chutz Laretz. And because of that, they were punished and they died. But the Rimagash says that this was actually a Gzeir Min HaShemayim. It was a master plan of Hashem that through Machlon and Kilion moving to Chutz Laretz, and then they would die, their wives, Rus and Orpah, would be left, and they wouldn't have a husband, and from that came about that Rus married Boaz, and from that David HaMelech came about. So the fact that they moved was really Gzeir Min HaShemayim, in order that Malchus Beis David should emerge. When I saw the Rimagash, I was wondering that was a very nice chat why Machlon, who married Rus, had to move to Chutz Laretz in order that Rus should be left an Almona and marry Boaz and give birth to the dynasty of David HaMelech. But Orpah, she left. She didn't stay around. She went back to Plishtim. So what was the purpose in her going to Chutz Laretz? In Kilion going to Chutz Laretz? What came out about that? But according to the Chasam Sofer, it's very important, because the Malchus Beis David came about two parts. On one hand, it's David HaMelech, but on the other hand, it's David HaMelech killing Goliath and having the victory over the Plishtim. And that came about through Orpah. Orpah married Shimshon, gave birth to Goliath, and through David HaMelech killing Goliath, that's what came out, the ultimate Netzachim of Malchus Beis David. So both Machlon and Kilion, Rus and Orpah, had a yad in the Netzachim of Malchus Beis David. Hashem should help. We just had Shavuos, and we reign Rus, which discusses David HaMelech. Hashem should help that Mashiach ben David should come, b'meheirah b'meinu, amen.